Okay, so we're recording now.
Are we opening? We're just going to have his report.
Start. We need, Barbara's not here yet.
No.
I haven't heard. She's not going to be here.
Okay, well,
I'll take some notes.
I'll call the meeting to order, and we do have a quorum. We have a present, starting with Bill here.
Bill Kennison.
Nancy Mackey.
Tammy Alvarez.
Joycelyn Miller.
Jeannie Lively.
And Barbara Morrison is not here. Oops, I'm sorry. That was in the wrong place. All right. We don't have anyone here for public forum. And before we do the minutes, I think we're going to go ahead and have Mr. Grimsley give us a report on our audit. So, Jim, go with it. Oh, it's Bill.
Bill, yeah.
It's Bill, I'm sorry. Bill, go with it. We do have a printout.
Try it now. Does it say it still?
No, we're good now.
Okay.
Well, yeah, is it showing up on the side? Zero.
Not yet.
Yeah, I think we all have a printout.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
And we've also, I gave them the printout of the slides, too.
Okay. All right, well, just give me a little heads up. I'm not going to cover every slide. I thought I would cover the key points. $541,311 increased by $77,000. The slides that I'm going to quickly cover are basically a broad overview of various key analytics between FY fiscal year 20 and the prior year. So I'm going to cover these things just as quick as I can. The first one is it's called a comparative net position components. And it's basically a balance sheet comparing FY 20 to FY 19 historic to major. The components of that, and you can see that the top piece is current assets went from 463,000 in 2019 to 502 in 2020. And that's primarily the cash increase that was on the previous slide. Capital assets went down. And again, going back to the previous slide, that was primarily due to appreciation exceeding capital expenditures and capital outcomes. Liabilities of 8,000 were the same between the two periods. And the net result, assets over liabilities, in position increased by about $70,000 that is net income. So the comparative change in that position for comparing income and expenses between the periods and kind of like a profit and loss statement in the private sector areas shows that revenue from 461,000 went up from the 414,000 in the prior year, and that was basically sales tax increases. So sales tax revenues continue to increase as the retail base and SLAM does as well. The expenses went up that incrementally as the sales did from $389,000 and expenses to $395,000. The net of revenue less the expenses yielded a $66,000 net income for 2020 versus a $25,000 net income. 2018. So looking at the revenue components, and, you know, obviously it's the big piece is the sales tax. So you see how it increased from 391,000 to 445,000 between the prior year. The other components, grants, fees, and interest income are a smaller piece of total revenue, and the only thing that really changed between in those areas was really grants, and there were some contributions and grants in FY19 that didn't occur in FY20, and that's the difference between $11,000 and $3,000 in those two periods. But by far, it's all sales tax. And then looking at the expenses, a broad picture. Capital outlays, as I mentioned earlier, went from $5,000 to $20,000 in 2020, and that was primarily related to the HVAC work that was done in 2020. G&A, which is consists primarily of things such as the computer and equipment, automation, professional fees, all of the other administrative services actually went down between the two periods. Facility, which is the building maintenance and repairs, the upkeep on the facility, was pretty much the same between the two periods. Books and subscriptions actually went down slightly. And that these things kind of vary from year to year. They're not going to vary greatly, but it's a $10,000 decrease in expenditures for books and subscriptions in between 2019 and 2020. And of course, the bigger piece of overhead or the expenses is payroll related. And that increase between 228 and 244 was primarily associated with staff related changes. So, that's a very broad overview. The audit report, I'm not sure if, did you receive those?
Yes. Everyone got a copy.
Oh, okay, great. I wasn't sure if they had a copy or not, so had certain questions coming down, but all in all, everything was great. Had a great year for the library. You guys did a fantastic job.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're getting well.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
I'm going to bug out of the, if I can get out of here, I'm going to bug out of the
I could shut the meeting down if that would help you.
All right, thank you very much, and any questions, please let me know.
All right, thank
all right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was easy. And probably. All right. Okay, now, and she's not here. Do we have the minutes?
Yes.
Yes, here they are.
And
we've already looked at those.
There were some corrections that Nancy, I think, made. And I printed out the new copy of the minutes with the corrections that Nancy, I got those on Sunday.
Okay. So I didn't.
Well, just in one area it said Bill moved to pass the budget, which was in line with it, had been left over from August in there.
Okay.
And
yeah, I wondered about that.
And then there was just a word that was an extra word that made it in somewhere that it was two, the word two, T-O, and it was just not needed in the sentence.
All right. Any other questions on the minutes? All right. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes? Acclamation? Okay. Bill in, and we all agree? Yes? Okay. I guess we could have had a second to that. I should have done that. Second? Does somebody have a second? She did. Emmy did. All right. All in favor? I'll do it. Old fashioned way. All right.
I'm taking those two.
Oh, okay.
You want me to do minutes too?
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
All right. Nancy, do you have our treasurer's report?
Yes. You should have a copy in your packet. Our checking account balance on 10/31 was $55,254.76, and our current checking account balance as of the 18th of November is $94,598.66. I was putting $2,500 into text pool today. Our sales tax that came in November was $45,906.16. And last year, at the same time, it was $36,336. So we've had a 26% jump. I guess you saw that in the
Village Voice. I did, in the
Village
paper.
Voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, sales tax money we've received in this fiscal year is $117,585, which is 3 months worth, so we're a quarter of the way through the fiscal year, and we have 27%, so we're just like 2% ahead of where we should be. Our expenses here to date for the 2 months, for 2 months, are $70,184, and our budgeted expenses here today are $73,470. So we're a little under, about $3,200 under our expenses. And we have, we're right on the money where we should be. We're at 2 months into the 12-month period, so we're 16.83, and we should be at 16.666. So
good.
Our CD investments, you can see below, we've got 255,637.60 now at Bancorp South. At the new wonderful rate of 0.55% for 1 year. Our tech school total right now is 134,386. It will go up a little bit by that 2,500 once it hits the balance there, the books. Horizon is 54,705. BBVA is 52,364 for a total of $497,094 in our CD investments. And the next one coming due, let's see, will be January, and that's the BBVA. Any questions?
So our twos are gone for a while. 2% are gone for a while.
I'm afraid so, and everyone I talked to said they expect the rates to stay around 0.5% for the next 2 years or so. So, we'll see.
Okay.
Any questions about the Treasurer's report? I had one other thing. I did go by the safety deposit box to look and see what was there. And there's a couple of really old CD papers. some going back to 2008. A promissory note from where we agreed to pay $320,000 back to First State Bank that was paid off in 2007. And the insurance booklet for 2014-2015.
But that booklet isn't up to date?
No.
Where are the insurance papers kept?
Right.
Janie has.
I have them right
okay.
now.
All right.
And so my question to you all is this.
Do we need it?
Do we need the deposit box?
Doesn't look like it, does it?
I wouldn't think so.
Because I can close it out and we can save that money, or, I mean, whatever you choose to do is fine.
How much is it?
You know, I thought they were open when I went by there and they closed at 3, and I was a little after 3, so I didn't even ask that because they let me in anyway, even though they were closed.
Well, I'm disappointed you didn't find some treasure.
Some treasure. There was no treasure.
Treasure map.
Where that begs the question, then, where is the deed to the library?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I can look through all the notebooks that Bobette handed over to me, but the deed was not in there.
Okay. It was my assumption. It's been a number of years since I've been in that box, but that the deed was in there. That was one of the papers, that the insurance.
It's not. You're welcome to look through all this unless it's stuck in somewhere.
I believe you. Someone has to go to the safe deposit box and put it in the notebook for it to be up to date.
Yeah.
Or the deed, too.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know where the deed would be, but
where's the letter from the bank saying that it's paid off?
Promissory note is right there.
And what's in that envelope?
It's an old CD.
Okay, don't need that.
All this is old CD paperwork.
Okay, this, I would imagine that I wasn't with the library at this time.
That's why I brought all this, was for y'all to look at it. I didn't want to. I'll put this in.
And you don't have an idea where it might be?
I thought it would be in there. Yeah. So we could look through our files, too.
My suggestion would be for us to scan the insurance paperwork and put it on a... And
thumb drive or something.
You have a copy, I have a copy, Judy has a copy, and have 3 copies of it on computers, and then if anything ever happens,
it's there.
We've got a copy of it.
Right. Well, but it's not a small document. It's about 40.
No. It's about like what's in that notebook.
All of that?
Yeah. It's about the same size.
But that's a number of years.
All we need is the actual policy.
You do. Well, I wonder if TML already has it online.
Good. Yeah.
Maybe they could send it to, you know, a digital copy to us.
That'd be good.
That's
a good idea, Jeannie.
I'll give them a call. See if they have it.
This is an important document, because it does say that the note was secured by the vendor's lien retained in a deed from Denman to the borrower dated August 30th, 2002, and by deed of trust. On the same date from the library. So we can take this to the courthouse and get a deed or a release, you know, a court document.
I'll look and see in those notebooks that Bobette gave me.
Okay.
I went through one big binder. I haven't found through the big binder on the bottom. I've gone to
the older things, yeah.
So I went through the top two binders. I didn't go through the third binder on the bottom. So I'll let, maybe it's in there.
Bill, will the bank have a copy because of?
I don't think so. All they do is, this is just releasing
right.
The lien from the bank back to us. And that's a legal document. You know, that the courthouse will have a record of.
Hopefully.
I mean, that's how I got the deed to my house, so I had to go to the courthouse and show them the letter that I got from the lender. And then they gave me it's just a piece of paper. But
well,
it's important. But that's why this is the only thing we have.
That
to
says
show that we own property.
Yeah.
We own the place.
Well, who needs to do that? To go to the courthouse and get that
well,
done.
Well, I can go. I can take
Bill,
it.
Bill has experience.
Yes, we'll take the experience.
You want me to check through that binder first before you make the trip, just to make sure it's not stuck in there?
Now, I don't mean to take up time. Maybe Nancy and I just need to talk, but when I left as the treasurer, I had two binders. And in there I kept the monthly reports and documents that we received from it's the auditor. Mm-hmm. You send a monthly document, and Textpool used to send us a monthly statement. Those are the kind of documents that are in there.
Yeah, in one of the binders. Yeah.
I didn't keep any. I didn't keep the insurance. I didn't keep deeds that I recall, so I don't know if she's added some things to it since.
Like I said, I've only been through two of the binders. The third binder I haven't been through, so I don't know what's in there.
Okay.
It wasn't in anything I've looked at so far.
Well, we'll work that out, and Bill, if you'll do that, that would be good. Now we know, anyway, what is and is not in the safety deposit box. And did we end up saying we will give up the box? What did everybody say?
And I'm just thinking that if Textpool doesn't have this, you know, digitized that they can send to us, I would suggest that the treasurer keep that.
Yeah.
Keep the insurance paper. I mean, or the president, just not keep it on site.
Right.
That's the only thing I say is.
Right.
One of the officers
of fire.
Should have it if Textbook can't give us a copy.
Well, you have so many binders, you may as well add another.
That's fine. You're coming up, your binders full of women.
Yes, there you go.
Well, we don't have.
I think we. All right. We'll accept the treasurer's report, subject to audit. All right. Mr. Grimsley's already given his. All right, Jeannie, it's director report time.
Okay. Oh, here it is. So our circulation was 3 for October, was 3,032. Electronic material circulation was 449. We added 31 new patrons. 149 computer users, 368 website users who had 530 sessions. Received 14 ILL shipments and we shipped 3. We're still under October of last year for everything except the electronic materials.
Surprising.
Yeah. We added 75 books to the adults' collections, 10 audiobooks and 2 DVDs, 3 children's DVDs, 54 children's books, 4 YA books, and 6 YA DVD. Now, what I'm going to, about the Salado Stroll, sounds like it's a little different after hearing from Bill.
I question what I was reading. Well, there you have it, have a booth, you know, December 5th and 12th.
Yeah, yeah.
And those are the 2 days, but they did give the time, I think, from 1
the time.
To 6.
Okay.
Yeah, a short period of time. So that's right.
Yeah. All right, good. You know, we can't have any events there, but we do have the booth at the Christmas market. And every time we've been there, we've just been giving away children's activities and Last time I was there, Emmy was with me. We got 2 new friends applications, so we have that kind of material available for people. The thing that a special art project for adults that we're doing now is called In This Together. We have large puzzles; they're large puzzle pieces, and we give a piece to adults who would like to take it, and they can decorate it using any medium. And then they'll bring them back by December 19th, and we put them together, and we got 2 puzzles, so we'll have 2 artworks that we will post. We've already gotten 2 back from 2 of our people. Thank you.
Super achievers there.
Yeah, and we still have a few left, so if anyone feels like they want to, you can. The theme is basically community, thankfulness, working together, that kind of thing. The friends are going to have, I guess Nancy could be talking about this later, but they are going to have the annual $5 bag book sale in December. I just wanted to highlight a database that we have. It's through the TechShare program. We pay $256 for a big collection of databases. One of those databases is Gale Legal Forms, and I won't read the description, but basically it's forms for people, you know, that are having to take care of legal issues. They're approved by attorneys. A lot of them are made where you can fill it in online and then print it out. Now, some you can't. Some you have to print out and work on. But some you can fill in online. They have checklists for things like if you want to start your own business, there's a checklist that says you need to do this and this and this, that kind of information. And also they have good resources for people looking for jobs.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good database, and we've been advertising it on our Facebook and we have a page for it on our website that you can click on. If you look at our homepage right now, it says, you know, data, our database showcase, and you can click on it and it gives you a description and takes you to the database. The library is going to be closed the 26th through the 28th for Thanksgiving holiday. And we also will be closed December 24th and 25th for the Christmas holiday.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Are y'all going to have any... Temple Library is closed.
Yes, they're closed.
Yeah, I heard that.
And so far, are y'all...
I talked to Bert Smith at Salado ISD on Friday, and I've just been checking around town. Bert's my main contact because he's in the school. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, you know, what are your plans regarding closing. He said right now their numbers, I mean, they have a few people, I think like 3 people right now. Right, and he says, you know, there's a certain percentage or number they have to get, and then they have to close. He said, right now he feels like they're okay. They've discovered that people aren't getting it, that students and teachers aren't getting it. It's not community spread in schools.
Right.
They're coming after having been in their homes or something like that. He says,
friend's house or
yeah, friend's house.
Or something.
Right. So he says they're really going to keep a close eye on the 2 weeks after Thanksgiving because they know, in spite of all the guidelines, people are going to ignore them. So they're really going to be keeping a sharp eye out those 2 weeks. He says if there's a time they're going to have to close, it would probably be within that 2 weeks.
It'd be the best time anyway.
Right. And then the same after Christmas. After the Christmas break, although they have a little bit longer for the kids to come back. I really want to keep us open as long as we possibly can.
So your curbside.
We have curbside, and we're going to modify our curbside. We were talking about it this morning, kind of copying Georgetown, and I think Temple's doing this, where people can either email us or call us to say, I would like something. But then we're going to ask them, or 2 things we're adding. Please give us 24 hours to get it all together for you. And we're going to set just specific times. Mm-hmm. Come between 1 and 5.
And an appointment.
Like make an appointment. We've been doing the copying, making copies and faxing things for people. They'll send us stuff. And I want to say like 4 or 5 people have actually taken advantage because we have a generic SPL email that they can send it to. And we'll keep offering that. So we're going to kind of put that out there. And we're thinking of other ways we can do things that would keep people from coming in. Like a lot of people are just coming in for our craft kits. So maybe put them outside, right by the front door, so that someone can just walk up and get them and walk out. We're not anywhere near. I think we're supposed to be at 50% max right now. Well, we're nowhere near that people coming in at one time. So I really want to keep us open as long as we can.
Are you all counting how many people are in at one time?
I have not been keeping that count, mainly because there's just not that many one time.
Yeah.
I think the highest we've had at one time was we had 2 families, and they were like 12, you know, those families together. Mm-hmm. And then we had a couple of adults, so like 15. Mm-hmm. I haven't been doing that kind of count. I was going to see if I could upgrade our door counters to see if they could do that, but it's more expensive than I thought it was going to be, and it would take. It's just more technical. I was thinking I could just put something up on the ceiling,
if we're not nearly near that, then
I just
probably
don't,
there's no reason to do that.
I just, you know.
Well, hopefully.
One thing we are watching, because Temple has closed and Georgetown,
is closed. Georgetown's closed too.
Yeah, they're all doing curbside, but you can't walk in.
Yeah.
So one thing we are watching is people are coming to us because because Temple is closed and Georgetown is closed. And we're keeping an eye on that. We like to have, and they're getting cards, which is great, you know, but... You know, we're making sure.
Yeah. It's still safe.
People are not pushing back about wearing the masks. We're making sure they're not arguing with us. So I am watching the numbers every day, the COVID numbers for Bell County. The thing I don't like about them is, it's good I get a countywide, but they won't show me what is happening in Salado. They'll tell me Temple, they'll tell me Killeen, but we're just too small.
Too small.
And I talked with the staff this morning. I did, you know, that this is what we're doing.
You're comfortable with it?
Yeah, I mean, some of them, I think it's a little scary for some. But no one has said, oh, I hate this, we shouldn't do it. They're like, okay, you know. So at least this week, we're open, as far as I'm concerned. But if I see the numbers, like if there's a huge, huge spike, then I think we do have to. And obviously, if one of the staff gets diagnosed, we'll have to close. You know, that's obvious. That's a given.
Because you'll all be quarantined.
Yeah, because we'll all have to be, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's where I am right now.
Well, we appreciate all that you're doing, that's for sure. Because that's, that's a real service to everyone to continue doing that. All right. Jenny, do you want to talk about your goals?
Your year-end review?
I don't want to read through each thing, but the first thing I put down, you know, was just because COVID has reemerged. I did list that. And we've been working on the building, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. And those are things that are, you know, the two big things that have popped out for me. The building, that if you look at our strategic plan, the steps that I've listed here are the building are part of goal two.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, obviously COVID, that's not part of the strategic plan.
We didn't plan that.
We didn't plan for that to happen. But in relation to that, you know, we did update our disaster policy to take that into account. For the computers, the website update continues to go on, and that's also part of the strategic plan. That's goal five, and goal three, four, and five are kind of affected under computers, social media, and databases. I was trying to break things down in a little chunks that might be easier to read. The social media, I didn't bring the papers, but we compared month to month. And it's hard for me, like on Facebook, I can't get quite a read on the exact numbers. But if you look at the graphs, our engagement via social media has, you know, gone up. And a lot of it is because we started doing online story times and things like that. The friends and the bookends, that was a surprise. We have been working on that, and I know Nancy's probably going to report more on that, but I've been working closely with Mary on that. We got the bylaws out and looked at it to see what was allowed and what was not allowed. I helped her. I called people that might be interested in becoming officers on the board. And we have got a meeting schedule established. Fortunately, Mary French did accept the role of the president. So Mary and I are, Mary's starting to take more on her own, but for a while I was engaging more just to help her, explaining things like that. The story walk, that's up there, Carol Shuck, getting a lot of positive reaction from her friends. Her husband came on Saturday. Okay. I'm told that he came in Saturday and walked through and came in. It's Monty is his name, Mr. Shuck, and he was a really nice man. Continue to update the policy, the emergency policies and procedures, updated those. We looked at the fixed asset capitalization. I don't think we really changed anything on that, and we did update the personnel policy.
I think that was we put a new date on that because the other one was really old.
Yes.
Like
yeah, it was real old. So. And we changed some things. Are you talking about the fixed asset or And it was good because we also changed some numbers on that. Because when I checked with Cheryl, she was like, oh, wow, you know, you need to make these numbers higher here and there. So we got it more up to date, and so it's current. Obviously, the financial, I work with Cheryl. It's just the management of the budget. And I work with Nancy and Cheryl. These are just some of the routine things that I do for that. Reconciling credit cards, answering her questions, helping her with, like, payroll. Is it standard payroll this month? Do we increase? Do we whatever? When we talk about raises and things, I report that to her. Just I'm the communication, mainly. Nancy will talk to her as well. Like, she had a question that Nancy had an answer for.
You want me to tell her? I thought it was great. You have to tell us. She sent me an email and said, "What was this withdrawal from the checking account for $30,000?
Yeah.
And you know, I thought, that's wonderful. Somebody's
looking.
Somebody's looking. That's great. She's looking out for the library. Anyway, so I had to send it back.
Put it in your pocket.
Well, I just got back from Mexico. Had a great trip.
No, she didn't.
I said, that money was taken out of the checking account to put in the CD, and we combined that with the money we had in the CD and increased the amount of the CD test.
Sorry about that.
Had it at Bank Corsal, so I think that satisfied her.
She was happy with that.
Yeah.
The annual report. Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
The worst time.
My grandson, who never calls me.
Of course, and then now he calls.
He's probably going to call back, I bet.
So we retained our accreditation, and Bill had asked for a copy of the annual report, and I've got it in two forms, and if anyone else wants it, I've got the actual data entry. You know, I have to go, and Emmy knows how this works. You got to go on the computer and fill in all the blanks with your numbers, and that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 25 pages, but then the state library condenses it down to a one-page thing. And Bill was wanting a copy. If any of you want a copy, I'll make it before you leave. And either one you want.
Just look at this. I don't know that I've ever seen this before.
That shows you all the individual questions that were asked, and it's you know, that's the actual form that I fill out. So we did retain our accreditation on that. Did I give you?
No.
Okay. I'll make copies of that. And of course, just the regular administration. The staff they take webinars and the facilities, kind of relating back to the building. Jay comes to me and says, "This isn't working. Water fountain out here wasn't working, or the cold water wasn't coming out." And we figured it out, you know, that.
So you have become a plumber on the side, or
no? No, I have not. I called the company that made those, and they said, "You know, it's working just fine. It's just your water's not going to be real cold." So I said, "Okay." So if you have to have cold water, don't use that one. One of them works, but the next one next to it, as far as cold. I don't know if you have questions.
I don't. Does anyone else?
Find it useful if these accomplishments were matched to the items in the strategic plan, because remember that was the basis of.
And they are on her paper.
Okay.
Not on mine. Okay. Yeah. Well, right. No, I just.
But by way of comparison, how are these done at midterm? This is. Everything was filled in, explained.
Well, I'll be glad to do it, but my understanding from that was that was too much. It was too detailed, that y'all didn't like that. So that's why I didn't do it.
Okay, at least.
But I'll be glad to.
I'm saying matching, your accomplishments with a goal would have been useful.
Okay.
Because that's the basis of your
performance review is what you have done to accomplish certain things in this document.
Yes.
I mean, I see what you accomplished. I think I mentioned this before, but, there is an awful lot that has been accomplished. But then I want to point out that in some of these things, objectives that you have here, like policies, facilities, administration, there's nothing that tells us what you did. You just said updated. Okay, updated, that's met. Mm-hmm. Nothing special there. I mean, out of the ordinary, out mm-hmm. of the minimum required objectives and the financial and dealing. I know you got to do all this stuff, mm-hmm. but is there anything exceptional, outstanding that occurred there? I don't see it. Those are just some comments, and I think I've mentioned that before, that I think it would help at least me in addressing some of these if you would be a little more specific. This is a lot of detail, but a little more specific. This is fine. I mean, that tells a lot, and I know you've done a lot. You described it very well here and down here. But just on some of these, it just seems that there might be more to it than this. Those are my comments.
I think this has been a stay alive time. It's really not been normal, has it?
This has been a prime example of man plans and God laughs.
Absolutely.
Because all that strategic planning and then COVID.
That's true.
And we may still have toward the end of the year, so we don't know exactly what's coming either.
So
but
get the vaccine out and
hopefully that'll work.
Where it's readily available to everyone.
Does anyone else have any comments before we go on to the building upgrade report?
I just wanted to say, Jean, thank you for all you do, because I think you've done a great job in keeping the library functioning and people served curbside or whatever. Has been wonderful not to just shut down completely. Thank you.
And I've not heard anybody who wasn't happy with what you're doing. I've not heard anything. It's not been easy. I know. We do appreciate you. All right. Jenny, you want to talk about the building upgrade?
So I got the bids on the windows, and to build out the windows where we want to make the new office and in mm-hmm. the children's office from AP Industries would be $2,500 to do that.
That's pretty good.
I had asked them about some other things. A rail system for people walking outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most expensive in their bid. That's $4,500 to mm-hmm. do that.
Where would it go?
Down the mm-hmm. the sidewalks.
The main.
Yeah, like this one, mm-hmm. you know, as you're walking down, and then the one that goes to the front door.
Okay.
Both sides or just one side?
Just one side.
Okay.
Why are they so expensive?
Wow.
I think because it's metalwork,
yeah,
maybe.
You're going to have to do some, put steel, you're going to have to put it in the ground.
Concrete.
Deep.
Yeah.
Weld it.
Not that I know.
Let me just add something to that or ask about that. That's just a bid.
That's a bid.
I would suggest that you contact Lonnie Edwards.
Okay.
And ask him, because he. At College Hill, he did that rail. And I don't know how he did it, but, you know, it comes out, it drops down and curves and comes forward, and then it takes another curve and down. He welded that thing up in his shop and brought it to the site mm-hmm. and just bolted it down.
Okay.
You know, that requires a 3D mind.
An artist yeah. is yeah. what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wouldn't think he would charge that.
That much, right.
He's not cheap, but he's good. Let's see what he won't do for us.
Okay.
I think it is something. I mean, we've had several people mention that.
I think we need it.
I think we do, yeah, too.
Absolutely. As a safety thing.
I do, too.
For people.
So, if you can talk to him, okay. perhaps we can go ahead and do that.
Okay. Can I just add a couple more
sure,
things?
Sure, I've got
the other thing that. Oh, yeah. The other thing that was on the things we can do now list was to improve the lighting outside.
Oh, yes.
And Amos came a week and a half ago, and I asked him about improving the lighting in the parking lot. For when it's like this time of year when it's so dark and better lighting when you're outside walking, and they gave me some ideas. One of the things also that Jay thought might be handy and maybe save us a little money is have motion detector lights on the porch so that they're not just burning all night, but that when someone walks up they can do it.
Mm-hmm. There are some that are called dusk to dawn.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They only come on.
Yeah,
it does.
So there's different options we talked about. We were interested in perhaps solar lights, but Amos is like, no, not solar.
Yeah, if you don't get much sun, you get real weak light.
The
yeah.
winter time's not yeah. good for that. Yeah.
So anyway, but when he came, he said, we have about 7 people that are out of our office right now who are sick. He said, I am going to get you a bid, but... It was. I had to be patient. So I don't have that bid yet. So that's there. And I also asked this AP Industries from Colleen about. I want to put a more secure door.
Yeah.
At the staff workroom area, one that
yeah.
that people that we can lock and they can have a code or something. And he gave me a bid of $350 for that as well. So we've got that bid. We've got the bid for the front desk, and we have a design that's met. That's not measured.
To scale.
To scale. Thank you. Thank you. That Joycelyn drew.
There's two. Okay.
Is there an exit?
There is not an exit.
Is there a window?
There's a window.
That you can get out of?
Yes. Yeah, you could. There's a window that people could crawl out of, but there's not a door. There's not an exit that way.
So if there was a fire in the building, or
you
like,
could
let's
get
just
out.
Say,
yeah.
I'm really thinking, if somebody was after y'all, came in here and was like trying to get you in some way, and got mad when you locked yourselves in that back room.
Started a fire.
Could you get out of that back room?
You'd have to go through the window.
Okay.
It
will go up?
Yes, it will. But, you know, it wouldn't be an easy thing. I mean, it wouldn't be just like jump up and everyone could just hop out. I mean, you'd have to kind of climb up and go out that way. So it might
but if you were motivated, you could.
If you were motivated, yes.
No one will get you out of the
yeah.
way. I just want to make sure if you're locked in there for a reason,
mm-hmm. yeah,
like something as bad as happening in the library, that there's a way for you to exit that area.
And there is a phone back there.
There is a phone.
Okay, that's good.
But the fire's going to take care of that.
That's true.
Carry yourself.
Well, yeah, we're hoping it's
surprising.
Well, no, I think you need to think ahead. So,
well, Jeannie asked me to kind of draw up what we had talked about and what she had wanted. I did this on a smaller thing with the whole library and decided you couldn't really see what was going on. But this is to scale, and there is a. This is the entrance, and right now, the stacks start about where this
the graph ends here. But we've looked at it, and Jeannie has come up with a way to move them enough so that there's an aisle between those two. On the original one that I did, which I never could get to copy, I kind of showed how the stacks start over here, but it's the low one anyway. It's one of the double-sided ones. She took, is taking the A-frame, the A-frames that she has in the children's area, and putting the children's videos on the wall, and using those six A-frames to put in with videos, and the benches we have as well. Those are the benches that are here already, and we did that really more for aesthetics as well as for patrons who need to sit instead of standing while waiting, because there are, if you've got a rush of people, then there's always someone who would be more comfortable seated, maybe a mother with a child even, you know, that sort of thing. And so that would be the use of that. There's a self-checkout over against that office wall, and I made the desk 9 feet. Is that what we talked about? I think that's what we talked about, isn't it?
It's about 10.
10, yeah. Okay, so it'll be another foot. So yeah. It may need to be moved just slightly from that. But as you see, one of the concerns from the people now was they wanted to see people walk in the door. And I think we accomplished that with these. The A-frames are two-sided, and so by placing them the way that she needs them to, you're not standing in front of somebody. I mean, you're not trying to get in on one side or the other. So that's kind of where we are. If it if we can get her done.
Yeah.
What are those three little boxes with the edges?
Those are pillars.
Oh, okay.
That are there already, and I don't know. I'm sure they're load bearing.
Well, I'm wondering to go ahead with some of this, if we need to approve you getting that window.
Yes, we will.
The door.
Yes, we will. It's part of the same. Yes, we do. If
I mean, to go ahead now.
Just, sure.
Not waiting on the other things.
Oh, of course, yes. But that's just the way she wants, or that we talked about, the staff talked about. They were concerned about being able to greet people when they walked in the door. And there is more space here now. And that was the major goal, having place for two people to sit and take care of them, as well as put it in an office area and then have this, I think. I think it should work out nicely.
Mm-hmm.
What is the, I hate to use this wording, but what is the reconfiguration of that office area? Is there a cost attached
no.
to that?
The windows would be the
just
main.
Just the windows. Just put desks in it.
And we would need desks. And we have some that like, we would probably have to buy a desk, but I'm thinking we wouldn't have to spend a whole lot on those. That would just be the beginning. Eventually, you know, I would hope to maybe have a little more shelving or something in there, but just to start with.
And so, as far as this reconfiguration goes, there's really not much new furniture
that maybe that desk.
No, those are all things that
the
we
front,
have
yeah, and the front desk
are.
Is kind of some old, some new.
Yeah.
It's not a completely new desk.
Mostly top, right?
Yeah, it's the top.
Reconfigure that. There is a wall that might come out, that closet wall might. It might be that that were the case, and we had talked about that. But if there's only two desks in there, that's not a problem. If you have more than that, then you might have to make a little bit more room. But right, they're talking about two desks.
Yeah, and the room where there's a children's desk, is that still here?
Yeah. The computers, yes.
No, the children's desk. It would be farther.
Oh, it's over here.
It's
here's the entrance.
Right.
Wait, okay.
Yeah, it's just not on this picture.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, let me kind of show you. I've got something. This is not correct.
No.
This is an old one of working, but this is now. This is now, and this is teen and children, and they want their desks right here. Okay. And her office is over here, and they were going to put a window in it so they could see out when they're not sitting at the desk. There are sometimes that you need to, so it's down in front of the windows where we've taken out the A-frames.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the self-check? We've already got that.
Yes.
So that's not me.
No. Yeah, we have that.
Did you already get the... I kind of vaguely remember, did you talk to us about the cost on the data there?
Yes. It was. I think it was also like 23. I've got it right here. It was, I'm going to say, it was another 25.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
For the top and to reconfigure what we have.
Right. And then they would come and put it together and all that for us.
Well, it's nice that we can reconfigure what we have to work for us. There will be a book drop in the center and then two stations then on either side. If that's what we end up doing. All right. Well, let's, do we have a motion to accept the bid for the windows? Let's do that first.
Well, we could do the windows and the door. Do two things at once.
And the door, because it's the same, the AP Industries, okay.
Right.
Well, but they also had...
They understand that we are doing piecemeal.
Yeah, okay,
so,
not
yeah.
The whole thing.
I
so.
Make a motion, we go ahead with the window bid and the door bid.
Okay, do we have a second?
I second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
I think that will be a,
okay.
That will be a good change, don't you think?
Yeah, that'll be good.
Will give us a... All right, and you're going to look up and find someone else to bid on the railing.
Lonnie, I've got, he gave me his phone number.
Anything else on the building that anyone had a question about? Or, Jeannie, anything else that you thought of that you want to talk about?
No.
Now, did you all go and talk to them? Owner of the land over
here? No, we met. We did meet, though. We met and discussed things that we needed to do to prepare for that. I think we pretty much decided that until we had some sort of formal...
I was going to talk to an attorney.
Yes, an attorney.
About the best way to approach, because... If you get a realtor involved, or if you
actually approach the person and ask the jigs up. I mean, it's kind of like, you know.
The price could just go.
Yeah, the price could go. So I was going to talk to an attorney and see if they had ideas about the best way to approach this and how we could go about it the most strategically, I guess. And then we're going to talk about it again.
In general, we were interested in seeing if we could at least have a proposal to the people, not just go talk to them. Be ready with a proposal of some kind. But the first thing we decided we wanted to ask them is, would they like to donate it to the library? If
one of the possibilities we discussed is with the idea that they would retain possibly the rents on the, you know, they have a florist and a cleaner's there for a certain period of time until
the building
we got ready to build on it. Because it might be 5 years, it might be, you know.
Probably if you say, would you like to donate, it would be good to tell them what they get.
Right.
And that's what the proposal would be.
Yeah.
And we also said it wouldn't be bad to name our children's library after them or whatever.
The
children's wing, sort of thing. So I feel like we've got a few more steps.
Yeah.
And Nancy knows a real estate lawyer, family member by marriage, that sort of thing. And I thought that was a good idea because most of us don't have too many insights on this kind of thing, especially if someone will donate and how you do that or give us a reduced price. We don't want to necessarily give a proposal where they would, it's too much, you know. We want to make sure that it's the right thing anyway.
Well, and I wanted to ask too about, you know, the library is not a 501c3.
Right.
The library is a quasi governmental entity, but the Friends is a 501c3. So if they were interested in donating the property for a tax, you know, write off for charitable deduction, if that's even something they were. I wanted to talk to our, you know, our lawyer friend and see if that is something that would even be, we should even throw out there or not, you know. So
we made a first step is what we did.
Yeah.
But at least talking through the kinds of things that need to do. Anything you have to add to that, Jeannie?
I did talk to Fincher, Mary Jo Fanchat, who's a district librarian at West Bank, I think. She really understands and knows the law, and I asked her about the rents, because we had a question, you know, can a district be collecting rent because of those shops? And she said, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I do know there was one library that worked with these people, a district. And she said it was real problematic for them, but there never seemed to be a solution, a legal or a solution. There was no easy answer. So she said you might want to check with an attorney on that. So.
Well, on the Temple, and Nancy was on the Temple Public Library when they were looking for another building. But you had said that the bottom floor remained with the bank. Did they lease it from you?
You know, I can't recall how that worked out, but the city actually owns the library.
Right.
And I just remember the agreement. In the agreement, the bank retained the vault and the lobby area for a period of 10 years, and the third floor
offices that they rented.
Their meeting rooms up there in a courtroom.
Damn,
yes,
I do.
But there are also offices up there that they rented.
Back then.
The bank rented. And now that the library, that the city rents.
So it's not the library, though, it's the city.
It's the city. Yeah, it's a different thing now. Ours is state, and that was city.
But I don't recall the specifics of that.
I guess the city can probably lease things easier than the state can, if I had to guess. But that'll be a good question to ask.
Yeah.
And
but
to
that
see.
That was just a thought, that if we're not, you know, that might appeal to them. I was trying to think of different inducements that we could, that they could retain the use of the land for whatever period of time that we were not
ready to build.
And
how far out do we get to the cleaners? I guess it's the cleaners.
It's
all of that is in front of what we would use. That we don't have to tear it down. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
No, they don't have to tear anything down. But eventually, if it belonged to us, and we also talked about half of it or, you know, whatever, instead of the whole thing. It's 2 acres, and we did see an appraisal that was published that was $150,000 was the appraisal
for 2 acres.
Of the 2 acres. The houses weren't appraised for much, 25 for one of them, and you know,
yeah, because that is a little much. You know, the cleaners, I don't know if you've ever been
to no.
Yeah.
There's not much in the housing, both of those. But it could be that even if we got someone to sell, they may sell it to us for less than the appraisal so that they can take that loss, and depends on what their tax situation is and what they want as well. But anyway, we know some things that we didn't know, but we need to find out some more tax information, because that's vital to what decisions that we make.
Well, we have to make it look good for the seller.
Sure.
You know, the advantages that probably already know.
Well,
yeah, it has to be a palatable deal for both parties.
Sure.
It's not a good deal for anyone. Right.
Well, we will meet again, and I don't know if we'll meet in December because of the situation that, and we're going to wait until you've talked with him. Why don't you just let us know when you've gotten some answers, and then we'll talk about when. But it may be in January, because December is quite a strange month.
Yeah, it's holidays.
Lots of things going on as well, and so forth. Well, thank you anyway. Anything else? Did you have any more questions, Emmy?
Not yet.
Bill, did you have any questions?
Not about that, but I wanted to ask Nancy if she would put in the minutes that I have been asked to go to the courthouse to see about the deed to the library.
Oh, okay. Yes.
If they need something to show them other than just me appearing with this letter.
That's a good idea.
Because it's like the bank. They want to see that the board has approved something like this. So
we don't want you stealing the deed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I know. Deed, so. I know.
Waste a trip.
All right. Friends, any more report on that other than what Jeannie had told you?
Well, it's just that we were thrilled that Mary French decided to...
Bless her heart.
President's role, which is wonderful. And she has, I think I mentioned last time that we had our treasurer had asked to be relieved, and our secretary from Friends had resigned due to health reasons. And so Mary has, and then Letta Minen is moving.
Oh, really?
Letta is 94.
Yeah.
And her son has said
it's time, Mom.
Yeah, get her off the golf course.
He wants he wants her to
out of her
move
rent.
Closer to him in Fort Worth. So she's going to move up to an assisted living center in Fort Worth near her son. And
that's good.
And she said it will probably happen around mid-December.
She's leaving tomorrow.
Is she?
I saw her yesterday.
I remember we
were all packed up and getting ready to have the estate sale. She's going up tomorrow. So
a year or so ago, we were at exercise, and I said, "Ooh, I wonder whose red Mustang convertible that is." And she said, "It's mine."
That was her 90th birthday present.
Yeah.
So I have something to look forward to, don't I?
That's right.
But anyway, Mary has gotten replacements for all the the officer positions that are vacant.
Wow.
And she's got Holly Fultz helped led a last year. Of course, we didn't have it this year, but helped her last year with Death by Chocolate. So Holly has agreed to do that.
Oh, good.
So I think we've got a good board, and it sounds like things are kind of moving ahead.
Wonderful.
And Colleen Greer is going to, she had been working with Rick on bookends, and she's going to be the bookends chair. So
good. We've
got it, all the positions are
covered.
Yeah.
Great.
So it's good.
All right, our meeting is listed for December 28th. I'm asking if that is a good time for everyone, or should we try to do it? Well, the week before is Christmas week, so that's not a good time probably, but will we all be here is probably my question.
Is Christmas on Friday?
It's Thursday.
Christmas Eve is Thursday.
Christmas Eve
is Thursday.
Friday.
That's right, it is Friday.
Okay, so this is going to be the Monday after Christmas.
3 days after.
Moving the day to the 29th, the Tuesday after Christmas.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. I don't know what our plans are. We're all still quarantined.
I know.
I mean,
I hope it's different from Thanksgiving is what I'm hoping. What do you think, Jeannie?
Well, I'm here.
We're closed Thursday through Sunday.
No, that Christmas is just Thursday, Friday.
Okay, so
Thanksgiving
you're
is Thursday. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're open on the Saturday, and then on that Monday.
Yeah.
Bill, what about you?
I don't have a problem. We can leave it, and as things change,
just
send us a note, and we can address it.
I'm flexible. The only date I will not be able to meet on is on December 30th.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That is my dad's 90th birthday.
Oh.
And it's our anniversary. 90th birthday. That's our anniversary, but what are we going to do? Go to Whataburger again? I don't know. Through the drive-in?
You should go to Disneyland.
Yeah, but Disneyland is not open. Disney World is open.
Disney World.
There you go. Well, okay, we'll leave it at that. What are the things for us, Bill?
We already did the annual audit. We're ahead of schedule. It says year-end performance review for the library director.
Which we've
done early. And board votes on new contract for the library director.
In December?
Yeah, because her contract goes from
January
to the 31st of December, so she has another month. Those are the three things that they have listed here. You got two of them done.
third one is
vote on a new contract and salary. Those two things.
Salary for the final year for yes. everybody.
Director. What?
Yeah. We don't get anything.
It's that.
No. I haven't got my check.
What? You didn't get yours?
No.
I'm so sorry.
You went to Mexico.
You should be treasurer. All right. Well, do we have a motion for adjournment?
Make the motion to adjourn.
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. All right. Thank y'all.